Think about the first person you ever dated. Now try to remember the second. The first one probably comes to mind instantly, while the second might take a moment. This isn't about who was better. It's about the power of primacy. The same principle governs every market on Earth. Charles Lindbergh is immortalized as the first to fly solo across the Atlantic, while Bert Hinkler, who made the same journey faster and more efficiently, remains unknown. Hertz dominates car rentals not because their cars are superior, but because they claimed that mental real estate first. Marketing isn't a battle of products. It's a battle for a spot in someone's mind. Once you're there first, you become the standard against which everything else is measured. Xerox became a verb. Kleenex replaced tissue in everyday language. This advantage persists for decades, often outlasting any actual product superiority. The uncomfortable truth? Better products don't necessarily win. Being first in the mind does. When Miller realized they'd never dethrone Budweiser as America's favorite beer, they did something brilliant. They stopped trying. Instead, they invented light beer and dominated that category for years. This is the art of category creation. If you can't be first in an existing space, create a new one where you can plant your flag. Digital Equipment Corporation couldn't beat IBM in mainframes, so they pioneered mini computers. Domino's didn't make better pizza than local competitors. They created the 30 minutes or it's free delivery category. Federal Express didn't compete on shipping quality. They owned overnight delivery before anyone else thought it mattered. The genius here is avoiding direct combat with entrenched leaders who already own mental territory. Why be the fifth best computer company when you could be the first user-friendly one? That's exactly what Apple understood. Perception outweighs objective reality. Japanese cars retained their quality reputation long after American manufacturers caught up. Audi sales collapsed after a 60 minutes unintended acceleration segment that experts couldn't reproduce. Once a brand owns a mental category, dislodging it proves nearly impossible. Xerox invested billions trying to become a computer company, but failed because customers filed them under copiers. Every category exists as a mental ladder, with brands occupying rungs. Market share typically follows a 4-to-1 ratio between consecutive positions. Your ladder position dictates strategy. Avis succeeded with "We Try Harder" by acknowledging their number 2 position, but failed claiming "We're going to be number 1." Minds reject information contradicting established hierarchies. Leaders should reinforce dominance. Challengers must acknowledge their position and transform it into an advantage. When 7-Up positioned itself as the Un-Cola, it stopped fighting Coke and Pepsi directly and created a distinct identity as the alternative. The most powerful marketing accomplishment is owning a single word in the prospect's mind. Federal Express owns overnight. Volvo owns safety. Crest owns cavities. This requires brutal sacrifice, narrowing your focus so dramatically it feels uncomfortable. BMW temporarily lost its way chasing Mercedes with large sedans that contradicted their driving machine identity. Sales suffered until they returned to their core. Simple, benefit-oriented words work best, creating a halo effect where one strong association implies many others. But you can't own a word someone else already owns. Mercedes and General Motors both failed with safety campaigns because Volvo got there first. Every market eventually becomes a duel between two players: Coca-Cola and Pepsi, Hertz and Avis, McDonald's and Burger King. Third-place brands struggle despite massive investments. Royal Crown Cola never escaped distant third. Companies like General Electric focus only on categories where they can be number 1 or 2, divesting everything else. If you're the leader, reinforce dominance. If you're the challenger, position yourself as the alternative, not a lesser version. Success requires sacrifice, saying no to opportunities that dilute focus. Federal Express dominated overnight delivery, then lost $1.1 billion in 21 months expanding into worldwide cargo. EverReady surrendered battery leadership by diluting their name with EverReady Alkaline Batteries, while Duracell owned long-lasting through pure alkaline focus. Specialists consistently beat generalists. Department stores like Campo, Gimbel's, and Macy's filed bankruptcy, while Toys R Us thrived through category dominance. Pepsi targeted teenagers against Coca-Cola's broader appeal. Marlboro used cowboy imagery for distinctive positioning. Consistency outperforms chasing trends. White Castle thrived for decades unchanged, while People Express failed abandoning its no-frills focus. Brand extensions destroy meaning. A1 spent $18 million launching poultry sauce, contradicting their steak identity. Strength comes from doing less with greater focus. Disarm skepticism by admitting a negative, then flipping it positive. Negative self-statements are accepted as truth. Positive claims require proof. Avis acknowledged being number two with "We try harder," ending 13 years of losses. Volkswagen's "Think small" turned unconventional looks into advantages. Listerine countered Scope's good-tasting mouthwash with "the taste you hate twice a day," making harshness evidence of effectiveness. This works best entering established markets. Acknowledge the leader's strength and position yourself as different, not better. Your negative must be widely perceived. Inventing problems backfires. When everyone claims superiority, admitting you're not, then explaining why that's irrelevant, cuts through noise like nothing else. Fads are waves, visible, exciting, fleeting. Trends are tides, nearly invisible but immensely powerful over time. Mistaking one for the other has bankrupted countless companies. Atari built massive manufacturing capacity during explosive video game growth, then collapsed when the market crashed. Colco rode Cabbage Patch Kids to $776 million in sales before bankruptcy when the fad ended. Paradoxically, dampening explosive growth can transform fads into sustainable trends. Hasbro acquired Cabbage Patch in 1989 and manages it conservatively. Toy companies that aggressively extend hot properties across too many products accelerate their collapse. When everyone owns a Ninja Turtle, demand vanishes. The Beatles stopped touring at their peak, focusing on studio albums that extended their cultural influence. Smart businesses ride long-term trends rather than chase fads. Conagra demonstrated this with Healthy Choice, capitalizing on America's growing health orientation rather than a specific diet craze. The solution requires developing long-term direction with organizational flexibility, sometimes attacking yourself with new ideas before competitors do. The most brilliant marketing idea is worthless without funding to drive it into prospects' minds. A mediocre idea with $1 million typically outperforms a great idea with inadequate resources. This explains why marketing success correlates with company size. The rich get richer because they dominate mental real estate. Procter & Gamble and Philip Morris each spend billions annually. Smaller companies face unfair battles, as when A&M Pet Products invented clumping cat litter, only to face overwhelming competition from industry leader Golden Cat Corporation. For entrepreneurs, funding options are limited. Marry money, tap family resources, or franchise your idea. For established companies, the principle is clear. Spend enough and front-load investment, taking no profit for years while plowing earnings back into marketing. Japanese car companies gained market share by investing heavily in brands while accepting lower margins than American competitors. Resources extend beyond advertising to publicity, PR agencies, and social media management. This explains why brilliant ideas fail to gain traction and why market leaders maintain positions despite seemingly superior competitors. They have financial strength to defend mental territory. In the marketplace of minds, capital matters.